Here's your sign. Here's your sign.
Guns, self-defense, survival, current events, and your future.
Can't take me.
We're rapidly approaching desperate times. Have you prepared your family physically, mentally, spiritually, to face these times? The tyrant has overstepped his authority. What will you do when he comes to your door?
You can't take me. I'm free.
The Shooting Bench, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central.
It's easy to take liberty for granted when you've never had it taken from you.
The number of people looking to buy firearms is up nearly 50% compared to 2007, according to the FBI.
In the month of November, our gun sales were probably comfortably 250% of what an average month is.
All in favor of losing your rights? Please do nothing.
I've got to get me back. I can't be beat. I'm not so fat. It's okay. Find a way. Ain't gonna take me down no way.
This rally is not about guns. But what these guns that everybody's gonna wear represent is the true badge of the free man. That he can bear arms in defense of himself without permission from anyone. And that's what these arms represent.
Gun laws in the U.S. vary by state, and the amount of regulation is a hot button political issue.
Can't take me, I'm free.
You have associated two U.S. senators and associated them or comparing them to terrorists. I said, well, they are.
Can't take me.
Fill your hand, you son of a bitch.
You can't take me, I'm free.
And it's time for the Shooting Bench. If political incorrectness offends you, or if you don't like guns, or if you don't believe our government is corrupt enough to compare to 1938 Nazi Germany, this may not be the show for you, because for the next 2 hours, that's all we're going to talk about. You need to understand that there's a storm coming. You need to understand that the storm is building strength. And most of all, you need to understand that
we are the storm.
Let's check and see. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. It is the 21st of February still, the third try here. Let's see if we're getting sound now. And let me check here. Why are we having so much trouble tonight? 5x5. Thank you, Tebow. Okay, outstanding. Mountain Shooter, if you lived here, you wouldn't have to put your whiskey in the fridge. You just set it out on the doorstep because it is not warm here. Last couple of days have been pretty miserable. Got some snow and some rain and some wind and some cold, and I'm not liking any of them. But we need snow and rain. As bad as I hate it, we still need it. Okay. Well, you know, all kidding aside here, we have some very, very serious stuff going on. I don't know exactly what the solution is here. Well, I do know what the solution is, but I don't know that America's ready for that. It looks like President Trump may have turned on us a little bit. He's urging a more restriction on bump stocks, which in and of itself doesn't really matter too much. The bump stocks are not a Second Amendment issue. It's an accessory. It is not a firearm. It's not covered by the Second Amendment. It irritates me. However, I'm still holding out a little bit of hope that this may be a strategic move to, throw them a bone, so to speak, without really infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Now, you know, in Trump's past, he has said some things more than once that makes him a little suspicious. And then he, of course, when he got ready to run for president, all that changed, and all the people that were leery of him now, his whole voter base was gun owners. And so I don't know. I'm holding out a little bit of hope here because I had a lot of faith in President Trump. I really did. And I'm hoping that this is an issue that will buy us some time and get them off of us for a little bit. You know, public opinion is not in our favor right now at all. And this is going to be, I said this one other time, and at that other time it was true. That was before now. This is going to be the biggest fight, the most serious fight for our gun rights and for liberty that has ever happened in our lifetime, actually ever, period. A lot of our own people are turning on us. There's a guy that lives in, let me go find him for you right here. By the way, for those of you that are looking to move somewhere to a little cooler climate, I'm sure that Montana would welcome you. They're having wind chills there of 50, 53, 55 below zero. So if you'd like to run up there and cool off just a little, well, Mountain Shooter, that's you put your whiskey out on the porch out in that kind of weather, and it gets pretty hard to drink. I'll tell you, been there, done that. Yeah. So there's a guy here, he's actually from Bullhead City, Arizona. Very disappointed in him. I thought that at one time he was on our side, and I wonder how he got to be on my friend list. Of course, he's never had the opportunity to express himself in this manner with an issue like this. He said, I'm very happy to see Trump want to outlaw bump stocks. No need for these in the USA. He also wants to strengthen background checks. This is also a good move. Now, today, Trump will meet students from Columbine, Parkland, and Newtown. He is doing his research. This is positive. America cannot have more school shootings. We never need another Las Vegas massacre. So this has been an ongoing thing all day long. There are literally, let's see, 15, 30, 38, there, 38, 58, 61, there's well over 100 responses to this. And went on down through here, and finally after a while I said, you know, I had no idea that you were liberal. I said, oh, I'm not. He said, if this was a liberal issue, why didn't Obama take the guns? And I said, this isn't a liberal issue. There is no such thing. There is no liberal issue. It does not exist. The only thing that's liberal is your approach to it. Your feeble attempt at a solution is liberal. It's liberal when the government has to pay for something, when you infringe on my rights, when you tell me what I need and what I don't need, what I can have, what I can't have. That's what makes any issue liberal. There is no such thing as a liberal issue. Only how it's handled, how it's approached. Anyway, I won't go into the whole long deal here, but you know what people need to understand something here. How would I? Hang on a minute. Let me move this stuff over here a little bit where I can see it a little better. Well, that didn't work. Let's see here. Okay, now I got it. So, facts. Facts. Stubborn things, facts. And so always inconvenient to those that refuse to look at them. You know, one of the facts is that since back in Bonnie and Clyde's days, probably since, I'm going to guess, since 1934, to my knowledge, there's never been a crime committed with a machine gun. Now I may be wrong on that, but I can't think of any right offhand. Not any high profile ones anyway. And this guy says he's going on and on about how bump stocks turn legal guns into machine guns. No, they don't. They don't turn legal guns into machine guns. And what good does it do to ban a bump stock when you can do the same thing with your finger, with a shoestring? There's just lots of ways to make the same type of bump stocks are just like bump firing in and of itself. It's fun. It's a waste of ammo. It's not, and I did pretty well prove in a video on YouTube that yeah, if it's all you have, yeah, you could probably use it as a suppressive means to suppress incoming fire there a little bit. But is it ideal? No, but it would be better than nothing if it's all you had. He says that bump stocks were only designed to kill people. No, actually, they were designed as a party trick. It has no purpose whatsoever as far as self-defense. Could it be used in self-defense? Yeah, probably. Yeah, you could probably use it if you happen to grab up your AR-15 and bad guys were coming. You didn't have time to take all that stuff off of there. Yeah, you could probably use it. You could use a muzzle loader. You know, you could use anything. But here is you guys have heard this before, but just to add a little emphasis to what I'm saying here. This is bumping an AK-47, a 75-round drum through an AK-47 with no device, no assistance whatsoever other than a finger. That was damn sure the sound of freedom. Jason and I did that back when we were in Luna. I forgot to kill my other mic. I don't know if you could hear that very well or not. Let me, somebody tell me in the chat room if you heard that, all right. I'll play it again if you didn't hear it. Let's see. Stand by. That's looking at some of the stuff here that Rolex is putting up here. Let me see what it says. This was the North Hollywood. I remember that pretty well. And confronted by LAPD officers when they exited. The shootout continued onto a residential street adjacent to the bank until Phillips was mortally wounded, including a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The other guy was killed by officers three blocks away. They were believed to have robbed at least two other banks. Firing illegal modified automatic weapons chambered for intermediate cartridges. Illegally modified. Okay. I guess that's a possibility. I still think there's a possibility that the guy in Vegas was using full auto. I do not believe he was using a bump stock. But, anyway, as far as machine guns, legal, real machine guns, as far as I know, there has never been one, never been a crime committed since the 30s. So, anyway, yeah, that was quite a deal, that robbery in Las Vegas. Los Angeles. A lot more to that story we probably ought to go into one of these days, but anyway. Okay. All right, looks like everybody heard that. So, and like I said, facts are interesting things here. That's right. Hey, Long Slide, glad to see you in here. So, some other facts here that is inconvenient for these people. Has it ever occurred to any of these people that almost 100% of these shootings have happened in gun-free zones? So it is impossible in our lifetimes, it is impossible that we're going to rid the United States of guns. It can't happen. It just can't. I mean, it can make it inconvenient and people may bury some and everything, but there's always going to be people like Doc and Cope and NM Glock and several others here that can and will make guns out of stuff that we can find in the nearest garage. It's just not that difficult. Will they be as effective as an AK-47 or an AR-15? No, probably not, but they'll work. So the gun-free zone right there is a law where guns are not allowed to come into that area. Has it stopped anybody? Yeah, it has. It has stopped all the law-abiding citizens that could have stopped some of these shootings. Any idea why these have happened in gun-free zones? Think about that a minute. As we said here, a week ago? Have you ever noticed that 100% of these mass shootings have been conducted by Democrats? Democrats, socialists, or communists? One or the other, or all three. Any idea why that is? Anyone ever wonder why the Democrats didn't scream for more gun control when that guy, James Hodgkinson, opened fire on a softball field full of Republicans? Did Democrats say a word about that? Not one. Not one mention of banning anything. Have you ever wondered why there hadn't been a school shooting in Israel since 1974? In 1974, there was a school shooting. Israel decided right then that was not going to happen again. If it was attempted again, that it would be nipped in the bud right away quick. Hasn't happened since. Have you ever wondered why there hasn't been a school shooting in Switzerland? There was one mass shooting in 2011. It was a political deal. It was not a school. So when you figure out the answers to all these questions, you will have figured out the solution to these shootings. That's how easy it is. It's that simple. You know, I read you off a great big long list of Democrats the other day that have performed all these shootings. all the way back to 1865 when the Democrat killed President Lincoln. Democrat killed President Kennedy. Democrat shot President Ford. Democrat shot President Reagan. On and on and on. It ain't guns we need to ban, folks. It's Democrats. No, I'm not kidding. And no, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm serious. The NM Glock has a good point there. That was the Liberators, the little single-shot 45 ACPs. Cute little guns. You know, they cost $1 to make. And they were dropped into the French Resistance, and they take these single shot pistols. They had two or three other cartridges stored in the grip of it, along with a little wooden dowel. The wooden dowel was to push the empty shell out so that you could drop another one in. Not very fast, but what happened was they take these Liberators, these single shot 45s, and they walk up to a guard somewhere. And they say, "Hey, buddy, you got a light?" And he goes to reach in his pocket for reach his cigarette lighter or cigarettes or whatever. And a guy pops him in the head with the little 45 and grabs his rifle and whatever ammo he's got and goes on his way. Rapidly. This was happening all over. And pretty soon, when we have 10 guys with anything from, a little, submachine gun of some kind to a bolt action 7mm Mauser. Now we're going to be able to stop a truck. And the truck has food. The truck has ammo. The truck has fuel. The truck has a truck. And the truck has uniforms and all this kind of stuff. And pretty soon the French Resistance doing pretty good. Moving right along. All started with single shot. Little single shot 45 pistols. So that just goes to show you that they will never ever stop all the guns. So, you know, the logical thing, someone said today, some woman said, you know, why don't we see how did she put it? We were talking about, she was another one that has always seemed like a pretty conservative, you know, gun owner and whatnot. And she says, well, what if we try this for a while? What if we, I don't know, so she's talking about, all these restrictions and all these, more, you know, mental health checks and on and on and on. And she said, let's try it. And if it doesn't work, you can always tell us that you told us so. My answer to that, and I said this a long time ago, we have tried it your way since 1970 something, 78 or 74, or whenever it was that the federal gun-free zone thing started. The gun-free school zone. We've tried it your way for 40 years. Why don't we try it our way for a little while? And if it doesn't work, you can say I told you so. I think that would be a better way to do that. Your idea, your main method has not worked. Has not worked at all. It continues to get worse. Mountain Shooter, I don't know, I'm sorry I didn't catch your comment in time. I'm not sure. You said some shooter was quoted as, or some senator was quoted as saying that on Yahoo. I'm not sure saying what. Sorry about that. I didn't catch your deal there. Yeah, long slide. I'm okay with that too. Parents need to be parents. That would help a whole lot. And Doc has another good point. It's probably not going to happen, even if they started working on it tomorrow. It's not going to be very fast. as far as taking all the guns away, or, you know, restricting them so much that we can't hardly move with them. You know, open carry will be a thing of the past. Concealed carry will have to be extremely discreet, and you'll have to be willing to risk going to jail, getting killed, or losing your gun if you get caught. And that could happen in our lifetime. If it does, Doc is absolutely right. There's lots of solutions out there that involve black powder and compressed air, and even air guns. I mean, other than, I'm not talking about, there's compressed air guns, homemade compressed air guns, and there's regular air, manufactured air rifles. And that is certainly another option. We talked about this in tremendous detail, 2-3 years ago. And, there are some very good, very powerful air guns out there that are pretty inexpensive, pretty damn accurate, cheap to feed, easy to fix, and not too expensive to buy. You know, there's some out there for, you know, 30, 40, 50 bucks, and there's some for 100, 120, 150, probably the better way to go. And then there's some for, you know, however many $1,000 you want to spend for some of them. But, the $125, $150 ones, the one I've got, or one of them I've got, is a, one that you can switch barrels real quick, and it, one of them is a 17 caliber barrel, the other one's a 22 caliber barrel. And folks, I want you to know, a 22 caliber air gun is nothing to sneeze at. These things will kill a deer within its limitation. I have never tried it. I would say probably perfect shot, you might stretch it out to 50 yards. I don't know. 25 yards, I'm confident. But, you know, that kind of stuff is always going to be around. They'll never be able to get everything. Crossbow never appealed to me at all, Rolex, not even a little bit. I've never given it a second thought. It's, you know, the bolts are a little more difficult to make. They're harder to retrieve. They're just not an option for me, you know, unless somebody's going to be, you could store back, you know, 2,000 bolts and keep it running for a while. But it just never made a whole lot of sense to me in a poop at the fan situation. As long as there's still manufacturing going on and you can buy more bolts for it, then yeah, probably so. Probably okay. But other than that, I'm just never been convinced that it was the way to go. So anyway, let me let's see. Doc, that's pretty good, cheap, inexpensive way to do it right there. All right, well, I think we better take a short break here, and I'll be back here in just a minute.
I'll be back.
But we have to stop looking for salvation in this system. The system is not going to fix itself. If the system is restored, it will be restored with the hammer of patriotism smacking this system out between the anvil of freedom and teaching this system that there is a shape we want it to maintain, and that we have the forge of rage, and we will put that system in that forge of rage, and we will use that hammer of liberty and pound it against the anvil of freedom until it returns to the shape we want it to be in.
When you think that you can take me on, you must be crazy. There ain't a single thing you've done that's gonna faze me.
And it has taught me how to stand and fight for what I believe in. I guess that's just how I was raised. I find it hard to walk away.
For the Lord and the law and the working man, and we can use a little peace and satisfaction. The good people up front.
You can't take me. I'm free.
Our houses are protected by the good Lord and a gun. You might meet them both if you show up here, not welcome, son. Our necks are burnt, our roads are dirt, and our trucks ain't clean. The dogs run loose, we smoke, we chew, and fry everything out here.
Gonna gather round, gonna show what made this country great. We'll run off the schemers and backroom dealers, so the red, white, and blue will prevail when we're holding a hammer. When we're holding a hammer. When we're holding a hammer. Every one of them looks like a nail.
Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network. You know, something else that's becoming increasingly more possible, even probable. You know, I've said that, I've said many times that Americans are still too comfortable. They're still able to get money out of the ATMs. Their food stamp cards, their EBT cards, still work. They still have their jobs. They still have their 401k that they're hoping to cash in one of these days. And they're still too comfortable fight back, to get annoyed enough to do anything. And as long as the government keeps those systems in place and working, nobody's ever going to do anything. You know, the best we could ever hope for was a little pocket of resistance here and there that may, hopefully spawn a bigger movement at some point, but it's very unlikely. There's stories coming out now that in a real, honest to goodness, serious attempt at gun confiscation could lead to civil war. And in some of these articles, they talk about what if Washington D.C. declared that you turn your guns in and they send people to get them and go door to door and get them. Yeah, there's going to be fights. Yes, people are going to die. And I'm wondering if there'll ever come a time when some of these people that go forth and, what in the world happened to my, this is uncool. Huh. Well, maybe I can fix it at some point. Anyway, you know, there'll be people going to some of these people's homes and assassinating them in their sleep, literally. I don't know. It just, there's too many implications to think about here, too many possibilities. None of them are good. Not a single one of them are good. The only good that could come, the only good solution to this, if the government finally wakes up and says, wait, you know, we're listening to the wrong side here. The squeaky wheel has always gotten the grease. These other people are getting squeakier now, and we're kind of seeing their point of view. Maybe we have been approaching this wrong. That would be the way that I'd like to see it go, but it ain't going to happen. Of course it ain't going to happen. That's a stupid idea. That's a great idea, but it's a stupid idea to think that it's would ever work that way. So, at any rate, I had so many stories to go through here. There's another thing that Trump is doing. Now, I don't know if we'll see if any of this comes to pass, or if he's doing it in such a way that it's you know, buying us some time, throwing him a bone, or if he actually is throwing us under the bus. I've supported Trump with all my heart and soul so far in what he's done, but I am prepared to stop supporting him right quick if this gets out of hand too much. Now let's talk about that from a different perspective just for a second. Yes, I will be most grossly, desperately disappointed in President Trump if this continues. However, I will have to say, as much as I hate it, that he has done a lot of good so far. If Hillary were in his place right now, where would we be? What would she be doing right now? If this shooting happened on Hillary's watch, which it probably wouldn't have, if you go and look at all the this crisis actor thing, I've resisted talking about that a whole lot for several years, that they've claimed that this has happened. I really haven't believed it, but man, it's getting harder not to believe. To look at some of the things that happened, particularly in this last one, there's been some that were kind of suspect all along. Does that mean that the shootings did not happen? No, it doesn't. I know that, I just said it a while ago. The one I think it was in Florida too, the school, whatever. The heck was it? Anyway, whatever it was, I know that that one happened. We have friends there that had family with a five-year-old girl, I think, that was killed during that, 5 or 6 years old. So it doesn't mean the shootings didn't happen. It does mean that they are... Sandy Hook is what I'm trying to think of. Yeah, there you go. It means that these people, they're hiring people out there to put on a show, to make things look worse than they are. Now, they've said that there was crisis actors in the Baltimore, or the Boston bombing, during the Boston marathon. almost every mass shooting, they've claimed this. And I have resisted with all my heart here, with all my strength. But it's getting almost impossible to resist now. The evidence of it is pretty strong. And it makes me sick. But it's happening. So back to what I was saying, if Hillary were doing this, yes, I will be angry. I will be disappointed. I'll be sick to my stomach that Trump turned on us. But I will say that I think we'd be a whole lot farther down the road to having no guns or towards a civil war if Hillary were there. Trump has still done a lot of good. And if he does, two or three bad things about our guns, that's going to disappoint me. That doesn't mean that everything else that he's done is wiped out. Because he has done some wonderful things in a short period of time. I'm not sticking up for him and I'm not condoning what he's doing. I am vehemently opposed to anything that he does in violation of the Second Amendment. But I'm not going to completely discount him and throw him under the bus just yet. But I'm ready to. Like I said, I'm very disappointed in this. We'll see. He's pretty shrewd. Now, whether he is so shrewd that he has had the wool pulled over our eyes this whole time and and then is going to pull the rug out from under us here soon, or is he shrewd enough that he is doing just the opposite and going to pull the rug out from under the liberals? He is a shrewd, intelligent businessman. Whatever he's doing, he knows what he's doing, and he's doing it on purpose, and he's doing it with a purpose. Whether the purpose is on our, in our favor or not is yet to be seen. We will find out, I'm afraid, way too soon. I don't know. We'll see what happens. So let's see. What else did I have here? Oh, he's talking also about raising the age to buy certain guns. He's talking about, now, as it stands right now, this is another argument that I've got into with people, and that is the questions that you answer on the 4473 when you buy a gun and all that. And somebody said, well, you have to be 21 to buy a gun. No, you don't have to be 21 to buy a gun. You have to be 21 to buy a handgun from a dealer. In most states, federally, you only have to be 18 to buy rifles and shotguns. Some shotguns. A pistol grip shotgun that was designed and come from the factory as a pistol grip shotgun is considered a handgun. And you have to be 21 to get one. That changed, or it didn't change, but they clarified it about 6 or 7 years ago. 7 or 8 years ago, maybe. but you can buy a handgun from a private dealer, depending on your state. There are states that say you have to be 21 years old to buy a handgun. So if you live in one of those states, you're out of luck. If you live in a state like Arizona, you can buy handguns, own handguns, carry handguns, in private sales when you're 18. 19 in New Mexico. I think it's 18 in most of the western states. Not sure about California, Oregon, and Washington, but Yakima Glock or Longside might be able to tell us about Washington. I think it's 18 up there, too. But, Colorado, Montana, Wyoming, most of these states is 18 years old in private sales. Another thing you can do, they said you cannot buy guns. They need to be a place where you, how did they put it? that you can't buy guns over the internet without going through a dealer. Well, yes, you can. If you buy a gun in your state, you cannot do it interstate, but intrastate, in your state that you reside in, you can very much buy a gun and have it shipped directly to your door without going through a dealer, as long as federal other guidelines, other stipulations are met. You're the right age, you're not, a convicted felon, and blah, blah, blah. They don't have any way to check that. But it's still the law. If you get caught later, well, then it's going to be big trouble. Now, if I wanted to buy a gun from NM Glock, even though we're friends and meet, personally, the only way to do it legal is to do it through a dealer. Now, what I could do is drive to, say, Albuquerque, let's say Socorro, Las Cruces, and I could meet him there, and he could bring the gun with him. What I'd have to, and we could meet at a gun shop. And say, okay, Mr. Gun Shop Owner, he owns that gun, and I want it. I've paid him for it. I want to take and make it I want to get it in my possession here. So what I would have to do is what NM Glock would have to do is turn that gun over to that dealer. He'd log it in as if he was purchasing it from a supplier. I would fill out a 4473 and buy it. I would obtain it as if I were buying it from this dealer. That is the only legal way to do it. If it's a handgun, I can't even do it that way. If it's a handgun, I can, NM Glock would have to take it to the dealer. The dealer would take it into his possession and log it into his book. The dealer would have to ship it to a dealer in my state where I can pick it up. Because you cannot buy a handgun and take it across state lines, period, in any state. That is federal law. Regardless of what your state laws say, that is in violation of federal law. Long guns in many states, most states, you can, but not all states. In California, I believe you cannot, I cannot drive over there and buy a rifle without going through the California Justice Department's BS. But some states you can and some you can't for rifles. Most of the western states you can, but not a handgun, period. There are no exceptions to that. So there is no, the only gun show loophole, as they call it, would be private sales. Now, you can go to a gun show in another state, and you could buy a handgun at a yard sale and take it out of there and probably not get caught. That does not make it legal. It means you just didn't get caught. Legally, you would have to go through a dealer to do that. So, the bases are pretty well covered. And the liberals just insist that there is some evil loophole that allows people to buy machine guns and everything else at gun shows. And it simply is not true. The feds watch gun shows pretty damn close. And because of that, most vendors and dealers and even individuals that are selling things at gun shows, most of them are pretty, on the straight and narrow path there. They're pretty squared away. NM Glock, I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure you cannot do it any longer in California. I think that changed just a few years ago. Texas, Texas is a state where you can, from New Mexico. Now, there are a lot of states, even New Mexico is one of them that says that yes, you can buy one in another state, but it has to be a contiguous state, which means a state that shares a border. So as far as New Mexico law goes, you could not legally go to Wyoming and buy one, even though Wyoming probably doesn't care. But it has to be a contiguous state. You can buy one from Texas, Oklahoma, Colorado, Utah, and Arizona. Otherwise, you'd have to go through a dealer. Anyway, that's, I don't know how we got off on all that crap, but that's, it's something that is grossly both ignored and misunderstood. A lot of people think that they can go to, okay, let's all gang up and go to Minnesota and see Uncle Bob. And when we get there, Uncle Bob takes me down to the gun shop and says, I say, boy, I'd sure like to have that handgun right there. If Uncle Bob buys that handgun for me and I leave the state with it, we have both committed felonies. All three of us. The dealer did too, if he knew Uncle Bob to start with and knew that was going to happen. So it is, that's a straw man purchase. If Uncle Bob wants to give me a gun that he already owns, we have to go through the whole dealer thing. Uncle Bob says, Nephew Cope, you're my favoritist nephew, and I want to give you this 1911. Wait, Uncle Bob, I thought you said I was your favoritist nephew, and you're going to give me a 1911? How about you give me that Glock, and that'll really let me know that I'm your favoritist nephew. Okay, I'll give you the Glock. If I take that Glock and leave there and cross the state line, me and him both committing felonies. That's how it works. We must go through a dealer with a handgun. I know it sucks, but that's the way it is. So, there you have it. There's your crash course on what you can and can't do as far as interstate and interstate sales. Again, there are some states, several states actually, that do not allow you to buy a gun within your own state and ship it to someone in your state. New Mexico, Arizona, you know, a lot of these western states you can. There are states, California, you cannot. As far as I know, California, Illinois, Massachusetts, quite a few of those where you cannot buy a gun in state and have someone ship it to you. If NM Glock wants to ship Copper a little .22 rifle that he's had forever and wants to ship it to Copper because he's so, such a good friend, that's perfectly legal. As long as Copper is legal to own it and you ship it legally and all that, it is perfectly legal. As long as it doesn't cross state lines. If Copper, let's say NM Glock wants to give me the 22, I can drive over there and get it, and that's legal. He cannot ship it to me across state lines, but I can go get it. He can send it through a dealer if he wants to. It's a little bit inconvenience, more expense than I'd wanted, but that's a way to always be sure that that you're legal. Mountain Shooter, I haven't got very much time left. What are you confused about? Where did I lose you? Yeah, Washington sucks. Longslide just put a deal up there and said, I-594, if you hand a gun to someone, you're committing a felony. Boy, did I ever see a lot of felonies committed when I was up there at that rally, that I-95-94 rally in December 13th, I believe, of 2015, somewhere in there. It was quite a deal. Now, with all that being said, I'm going to let you know that, if Uncle Bob wants to give me that gun and he's had it since, you know, before 1968 and it has no serial numbers on it or it's not a recorded deal or something, chances of getting caught are almost non-existent. Again, that doesn't make it legal.
but it means you can probably do it and get away with it.
So, now, NM Glock, you can still do that. If you're going to Alaska, you're going to any state to hunt, you can ship a gun addressed to yourself, and it needs to say on there to be opened by addressee only. And you can ship it to your hotel or to your guide, wherever, and as long as it's not opened, it'll be sitting there waiting for you. When you get there, it's perfectly legal. You're shipping it to yourself. You cannot ship a gun that you're going, that you just bought. You can't go up there and see Uncle Bob and buy that gun and ship it home to yourself. If you're going to ship it to yourself, it has to be a gun that you already own. But yeah, NM Glock, that is correct. So, now that I have confused everyone, your head's spinning and you don't ever want to listen to me again because I've just made life so miserable for you, then I guess I ought to get out of here. It is 2200 hours and time for me to go and visit with my wife. So, let's see, I'll be back Friday. As far as I know, I have no nothing else going on, so I should be able to have Liberty Lounge as scheduled, Friday, 8 o'clock Pacific time, 11 Eastern, for what has proven time and time and time again to be the fastest 2 hours on Internet radio, and that is Liberty Lounge. Usually classic country music, usually like 98.75% of the time, and I'm sure this Friday will be no exception. So I'm going to get on out of here, and we will see you guys Friday, and I thank you for joining me and listening to all the confusing crap I've been telling you. Good night. Well, that wraps up another edition of The Shooting Bench. Join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, and again on Fridays from 7 to 10 for The Shooting Bench. Good night, and thanks for joining me.
No reconciliation. No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all.